Reed de Mello is all about community. For as long as the Port Moody man can remember, he's loved helping out, with the basketball team at Heritage Woods Secondary School, the city's junior hockey team, volunteering at community events and as a volunteer ambassador with the police department. On February 15, the community will be helping de Mello and other athletes in the Special Olympics BC program out. About 100 officers from the Port Moody and New Westminster Police Departments, Metro Vancouver Transit Police, the Port Coquitlam Sheriff's Office, as well as staff from the city's Recreation Department, some of de Mello's old classmates at Heritage Woods and possibly even players from the Port Moody Panthers junior hockey team where he's a trainer, will immerse themselves in the cold waters of Burrard Inlet at Rocky Point Park. This is the third year Port Moody Police Department has hosted a polar plunge for Special Olympics BC, said spokesperson, Const. Sam Zacharias. Last year's effort raised about $25,000 and he's hoping for similar success this year. Other plunges will be held in several other communities across the province between February 15 and March 1, and people can even help out with their own personal polar plunge between February 15 and March 2. The money that's raised goes to help athletes with intellectual disabilities train and travel for Special Olympics competitions. The plunge is a good way to get people together for a common cause, said Zacharias, adding the local effort includes a bonfire to help keep everyone warm and hot dogs being sold by members of Port Moody Rotary. De Mello said he's pleased with the support. He's competed at previous Special Olympics in sports like basketball, softball and speed skating. He said he's looking forward to traveling to Prince George for the second time for the 2025 Summer Games. In fact, de Mello said, he's already in training, working out regularly in the gym so he'll be in tip-top shape for the softball competition. I'm putting a lot of effort in. De Mello said he enjoys the camaraderie and sense of shared purpose that comes from belonging to a team and competing at the Special Olympics is the highlight of his athletic endeavors, especially with so many people helping ensure it can happen. I appreciate all the work the police are doing, de Mello said. Zacharias said a few moments of discomfort is a small price the plungers pay for the reward of seeing athletes like de Mello strive to achieve their dreams or just be a part of something. But then he casts a wary eye to the thin sheen of ice atop the inlet's waters near the boat ramp. It's going to be a cold one, that's for sure, said Zacharias. But it's all worthwhile. Port Moody's Polar Plunge takes place at noon on February 15. You can go to the event's website to register as a plunger or support one. Megaphone got an opinion on this story or any others in the Tri-Cities? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to newsroom@tricitynews.com. Cell phone with arrow want to stay updated on Coquitlam, Port Moody, and more in Belcarra News? Sign up for our free daily newsletter. Speech balloon words missing in an article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.